Okay, wait. You were explaining to me what Zaibatsu was. Yeah. Can you go ahead and give it to me?
Yeah, because I was, you know, wanted to know.
Okay.
Exactly.
What was that?
Zaibatsu kaita GHQ が占領下の日本で行った過度経済力集中排除政策です。
Okay.
天皇制、地主制とともに日本軍国主義の基盤とみなされた財閥を解体し、資本を独占させないようにすることを目的とした。
Mm-hmm.
まあ、日本の経済支配体制の壊滅を目的とした経済民主化政策。
Okay.
これにより三井住友三菱安田富士の大財閥を解体。
Okay.
持ち株会社を解体したとか、まあ、it has a level, like 一次財閥解体から第五次財閥解体まで。
Okay.
Yeah. And then 合計およそ80以上の財閥が解体された。
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
So like when you're too successful,
mm-hmm.
the government kind of knocks you down.
Yeah, I mean it's not government. I would say it's a GHQ. So it's like United States.
Oh.
You know, controlling the after the war.
Oh.
Controlling Japan and then try to, you know, make the country easier to control for them.
Mm.
At the same time, Minshuka and set free, you know.
Well, that sucks for them.
Yeah, for them, yeah.
That really sucks.
They've been building generations in it.
They've worked hard for that,
yeah,
don't
yeah.
they?
Yeah.
Well, that fucking sucks.
And they built like people, generations, and monies and everything, and then suddenly it's just.
It's like, oh.
Yep.
Well, that sucks. It may have been for the greater good, but yeah. I mean, I would suck.
Yeah. But it's, you know, old Japanese, you know, gunkokushugi is a two, maybe, kind of one king and like order everything. And
I see.
Yeah. So maybe that's for greater good, maybe. Yeah. But.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting, though.
It is interesting.
Right. There are many, many articles came.
You know how there's a lot of like Zaibatsu stories in Korea?
Oh, in Korea too?
Like K-dramas. Uh-huh. Like,
oh yeah, like Samsung's and...
Well, yeah. I mean, there's actually the Samsung's and everything. Yeah. But like I'm talking about like the dramas.
Oh.
Like the K-dramas. Uh-huh. Have you seen a K-drama before? Go watch a random K-drama, uh-huh. and it's going to be about a Zaibatsu son and a poor daughter. Together.
All the stories are made
every
by
single
that?
One of them involves a Zaibatsu and a super poor girl, right?
And fell in love.
And falls in love. The Zaibatsu is not supposed to fall in love with the poor girl, right? Yeah. Because she doesn't have status, right? The family are like, no! What's her status?
Yeah.
Zero status, right? Uh-huh. Don't go for the girl.
Right.
And then the son is like, but I love her.
So everybody knows that story then?
From the beginning? Everybody knows that. Wow. Everybody knows what's going to happen.
Oh, wow.
That's right. Yeah.
So is that attractive to people?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, because right. Hanayori Dango was very huge pop in Japan.
Exactly the same story, right? Zaibatsu
same story. Yeah.
Falls in love with some random girl, right? So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So there are many articles that says, was it good for Japan, Zaibatsu Kaitai, or not?
Oh,
and
right.
There are many, like, arguing. And yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of arguments. I can imagine.
Yeah. Wow. I have to study before, you know, saying random thing.
Oh, yeah.
But, so it's like two sides.
Okay.
Like one is like set Japan free.
Mm-hmm. Like the Minshuka
yeah.
of the business.
Yeah.
Right?
Free for business. Everybody can participate into like seiji.
Okay. Everybody has,
Everybody has, that's true.
Like
a potential to become a kind of ruler.
Okay.
That's one huge side.
Okay.
But the other side is Japan got weaker.
Okay.
Because of the loss of those huge powers and economic powers, then 軍事力 got suddenly very low, weaker.
I see.
So that's two sides.
Mm.
And yeah.
Is what you found on the Kiji, right?
Yes,
not, that's your 5 minute of reading.
Yes.
Right. So,
right. So there are two sides of like, thanks to that, now we have Japan right like this, or because of that, we are Japan like this. And there are two sides that we're arguing in it.
Oh, I see.
It has many like articles. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Deep stuff, huh?
Deep stuff, Deep stuff. It's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Well, it's interesting, you know?
Mm.
Yeah.
It is interesting.
Yeah. Like GHQ things. And yeah. I have to study about those things, like histories and before like speaking like random things in front of people, right?
Yeah, that's true.
That's what I'm feeling right now.
That's true.
Yeah.
Right.
So
yeah. Well, let's get educated then.
Yeah.
Let's get educated then.
Yes.
Speaking of deep stuff, when's the last time you had a deep dish pizza?
Wow. O'Hare Airport.
Oh shit! Oh yeah, that's with us.
Yeah,
and four of us, right, with the manager.
Yes. At the airport, we had a deep dish. A Chicago deep dish.
Deep dish pizza. That's not. Yeah.
So that was the last time. How do you rate that?
How would pizza? I rate that? Okay. Yeah. Okay. So to tell you guys a story.
Okay.
We had a. We were on a business trip to Florida.
Yes.
Right. And there was a connection
flight,
and the connection point was O'Hare.
Chicago O'Hare
Airport.
Yeah.
And we had like several hours, right? And you were like, hey, let's go to a food court.
Yeah.
And we went to a food court.
Chicago.
Chicago. Get some deep dish, right? Chicago deep dish pizza. There was a place that sold the Chicago deep dish pizza. We had one.
Yeah.
Size was very small.
Like this.
Yeah, I mean, like, how big is that? It's like 20 centimeters?
Yeah.
20 or 30 centimeters, right? Definitely smaller than 30. Yeah. 20, 25, something like that.
Yeah.
It was kind of disappointing. Yeah.
Okay. Because I was very excited for that Chicago's deep dish pizza.
Mm-hmm.
That's like authentic ones, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, well, finally the real ones. But, it's smaller than I thought.
It's like, and what like, is this?
You know, without any like cheese.
No cheese pulls, nothing like that. I mean, I get it, man. I get it.
Yeah.
Like it was kind of disappointing. Yeah. Probably because it's at the airport, you know, not such a big kitchen.
Right.
Like I wouldn't expect them to have like a huge like oven, like a huge like nani kama
in
the airport. So I mean, I guess they have to work with what they can install. Right. So maybe that led to the disappointment of the outcome of the pizzas.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah. But yeah,
that was the last time.
That was disappointing.
It wasn't like very.
Yeah. You should go to like the local official shit.
I see.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah. So don't get your like, don't rate the whole Chicago pizza as that.
Okay. Because,
you know, I do want you to sort of try other stores, shops.
I would love to.
Yes.
Even in Japan, right?
I've never actually come across like a legit deep dish pizza store.
Okay. But
yeah. So. All right. Thanks for listening, guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.